does provide for the limited access that we were hoping to gain through the Chuty parcel to connect with the Red Hill Special Recreation Management Area.
That's Mike Pritchard, director of the Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association.
The part of the plan that we're looking at in detail is the reduced seasonal access and some of the finer points of management that are being proposed. But at the end of the day, our hope was to gain a new access point to Red Hill, and the plan does propose to implement that.
The Chuty Ranch is about 2 miles north of Carbondale in Garfield County. The Haines parcel is 5 miles southeast of Carbondale on the west side of the Crown Special Recreation Management Area. David Boyd, Public Information Officer for the Colorado River Valley Field Office, told KDNK that after the BLM purchased the 557-acre ranch in March 2016, public comments about managing the area focused on three types of access.
Folks that were really interested in the wildlife values out there and protecting those. There were people that were interested in the recreation opportunities related particularly to mountain biking and hiking and tying it in with the adjacent Red Hill Special Recreation Management Area. We also heard from a lot of people who like to ride horses.
Under the proposed plan for the Chuty parcel, the BLM chose Management Alternative 4, which Boyd says is a blend of the other alternatives.
What we're proposing is something that we think balances seasonal protections for the wintering wildlife in particular that would use Chuty with hiking, horseback riding, and mountain biking.
Alternative 4 maintains irrigated fields to provide critical forage for big game. It allows public access between April 16th and November 30th to reduce disturbance to wildlife in the winter. The Haines parcel in Pitkin County would be included in the Crown Special Recreation Management Area with an emphasis on mountain bike recreation. Holly McLean is the communications chair for the Roaring Fork Valley Horse Council.
Initially, the Roaring Fork Valley Horse Council was very concerned about ensuring that the wildlife would be a priority on the Chuty Ranch. And we were very concerned about keeping it peaceful and quiet and making sure it is a predictable trail experience for hikers and horseback riders.
A predictable experience means not being surprised by a mountain biker.
Visibility oftentimes is a challenge, because the trails are narrow or winding or there's vegetation in the way. And so all of a sudden you're going for a walk or a horseback ride, and around the corner at a high speed comes a mountain bike.
She says Alternative 4 eliminates the problem and makes for a peaceful hike or horseback ride. Mike Pritchard says the Mountain Bike Association is happy with that.
We proposed that the existing ranch road be open to foot and equestrian use and administrative use, and that a new trail be developed specifically for mountain bike use to connect with the mountain bike and other single track trails on Red Hill. And so that is what the plan proposes.
An additional management alternative would close the Chuty Ranch and Haines parcel to oil and natural gas development, but it is not included in the proposed plan. David Boyd says the likelihood of those areas being leased is very low. The detailed plan is at the BLM website and at kdnk.org. The public comment period ends on March 18th. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.